Pretty good, thank you.
Good to have you along again for a Monday now with the federal, or not the federal, the US election now over with. Everything's sort of calmed down a bit. How can you see things being run over there? Will Obama get down the $1 trillion debt, and how would he do it, do you think?
$1 trillion, we're talking $16 trillion.
Oh, okay.
Debt. It's amazing what is occurring over there at the moment.
Yeah.
Look, Pete, it's going to be a really big ask for him. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is every time this comes up, they find a little Band-Aid way of, you know, dealing with the situation and then moving on. And then it comes up again, rearing its ugly head. They're calling it, well, everyone calls it the fiscal cliff, the so-called fiscal cliff. And what is going to happen is on the 1st of January 2013, the tax cuts that were put in place by the then Bush government basically are set to expire. So this would mean for wealthier US citizens, they're going to pay more tax. Now, what is happening is you've got a lot of people saying this is going to be really bad for the US economy because these people are the ones that are really driving the economy at the moment. If you're going to tax them, you're going to tax their companies, and everything is going to go pear-shaped. It also means that at exactly the same time, a lot of the service requirements, so a lot of the social service payments and a lot of good works that are already there in the US economy are set to end as well. So there's a lot of uncertainty about how this is going to be managed. Look, I think everyone knows that they always manage to do something. They always manage to control it. But we don't want another Band-Aid effect. We want something that is going to be long-term, is going to get it off the radar and make people feel more confident about what's happening in the US. There might be some compromise. You mightn't see the wealthy paying as much tax as Obama wants, but I think you will probably see some changes in the way that taxes are paid because there has been a lot of riots in the streets. There's been a lot of protest about this so-called 1%, which means that there is this little hole of people that are paying next to no tax and making an awful lot of money in the US at the moment.
Well, I saw something on Facebook the other day, and there was a photo of a US school teacher and a photo of Mitt Romney. And the school teacher paid more tax than Mitt Romney. That was the idea they were trying to get across. Would that be about right?
Yeah,
you reckon?
That's what happens.
Yeah,
we've got very, very low tax rates for a lot of the wealthier people in the US. It's not the same as here in Australia. So they're trying to control that.
Mm.
I think, you know, you've had previous governments in play who wanted to get them on side. They were able to come through with these tax cuts, and a lot of this was to do with the fact that, you know, back in the year 2000, we had another recession and everyone was looking for ways to get out of that. And they all came out and said, look, if you cut the amount of tax we're paying, we're going to feel so free and we're going to push more money into the economy. It hasn't happened.
Oh, okay then. All right, let's move a bit closer to home with Australia. And what are we looking at this week, do you think?
Well, you know, last week was so exciting. You had the election in the US. We also had an announcement coming through from the Greek government signing off on their new budget plans. And we had a rate meeting here in Australia. No change to rates. And so I suppose everyone now is going to be looking at the economic data that's going to filter through over the next few weeks to see whether we get one when we come to December. The likelihood of a rate cut coming through in December isn't as great as what we had in November. A lot of people feel that the RBA doesn't like to go in December, even though it might stimulate the market a little bit into Christmas. They'll probably wait until the new year now. This week, well, we've got home loan data coming out today. We know that lending finance numbers have been a little bit weak. We're looking for a rise of around 0.9%. We also get the credit and debit card stats. Now, this is going to show whether Australians are managing their budgets, whether we're paying down debt or we're out splashing on the plastic. We also get the business survey coming through from National Australia Bank. We're not expecting too much change coming through in business confidence. We've also got a number of key companies that are holding their annual general meetings. We'll hear from James Hardy with a half-year result, Orica, which is one of our largest fertiliser and explosive companies today, coming out with their full-year numbers. Seven West will also have UGL, Wesfarmers and Fortescue holding their annual general meeting. So there's a lot to watch out for this week.
Sounds good. Julie Ann Lewis there. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.